First of all, this video is not an attack on Candace Owens. I like Candace Owens a lot. I think she does fantastic work. But I am a media analyst, a media critic, and to me there are no sacred cows. And sometimes we all need one or some of our peers to help nudge us in the right direction when we're not exactly on course, to help fill in some of the gaps of our knowledge where we are lacking. And that's what I intend to do here. Because Candace made some recent comments about how she believes that Hollywood was created by the CIA, and she's being attacked by Media Matters, saying it's completely ridiculous, and she got Community noted for it. Here's what she said.
And I will tell you, I am a big believer that Hollywood was created by the CIA. I believe that. I firmly believe that. You can say that's a conspiracy theory. When I think about all of the societal ills, when I think about how they artificially place people at the top of Hollywood who are preaching toxic principles, routinely anti-family principles, now definitively satanic principles, it just should make you pause and wonder, why is that?
Well, I did cover this in detail in my book, Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture, which came out back in 2020, which made it up to number 3 on the Amazon bestseller list of all books. And in that book, I detail what are called social impact agencies, which are literally lobbying firms in Hollywood that organizations hire to then lobby and persuade the writers, producers, and the studio heads in order to incorporate certain messages about diversity, equity, and inclusion into their television shows and into their movies, to literally insert propaganda into mainstream entertainment that is just designed to look like ordinary entertainment. And of course, I name names. One of them is called Proper Daily, which was co-founded by a guy named Greg Proper, who used to work for the Clinton Foundation. Another one is called Purpose, which brags on their website that they use public mobilization and storytelling to help leading organizations, activists, businesses, and philanthropies engage in this fight for DEI, of course. And we create campaigning labs and new initiatives that can shift policies and change public narratives when it matters most. Back in 2019, Proper Daily held a private event with 400 of the most influential writers, producers, and executives in Hollywood in order to lobby them to, well, implement what's called Social Impact Entertainment, or SIE, into their projects. Which, of course, is a fancy term for social justice propaganda, where they did admit that they wanted them to think differently or with more nuance about certain characters or storylines, and hopefully create a more empathetic public. In other words, they were lobbying them about the kinds of messages that they wanted to be inserted into mainstream entertainment in order to shift public sentiment about, well, certain issues like Black Lives Matter and LGBTQism. These are not PR firms. These are lobbying agencies. And unlike lobbying in Washington, D.C., which does have a bunch of strict rules, which, of course, the lobbyists and members of Congress, other public officials always break, but there are rules in place regarding the kinds of gifts that can be given in order to try to avoid bribery. Because bribing a public official in order to get them to vote for or against something is against the law. But there are no laws about social impact agencies giving gifts to writers, producers, studios, in order to encourage them, to persuade them, to lobby them, to get them to do what it is that their client is paying the social impact agency to get them to do. So GLAAD, the Gays and Lesbians Against Defamation, basically functions as a lobbying firm on their own and probably also employs some of the more powerful and well-connected ones like Proper Daily, Purpose, and others through their GLAAD Media Institute and their annual Studio Responsibility Index, which is a report that they put out that tracks the number of LGBTQ characters and plot points in all the major television shows and all the major networks and movies. And they use that in order to persuade, to harass, to coerce the studios into making more of them every year. Because it's never enough, and they're never happy, and they're never going to be happy. And their 2023 Studio Responsibility Index report is 90 pages long. And it tracks all the content from all the major studios, including Amazon Prime and Apple Plus and Netflix, Walt Disney, of course. And then this report is used to create the DEI score for the studios. And as you can see, Netflix had 22% of their total films that the studio produced last year were LGBTQ inclusive. And so they only rated them fair. 22%, almost a quarter of their films have it in there. But that's not even good. It's just fair. Paramount Global, 29%. Sony Pictures, 21%. Walt Disney, 41%. And then they did rate them good. So they're happy that, you know, almost half of all Disney content now has LGBTQ content in it. The Human Rights Campaign, which is an Orwellian name that this leftist organization gave themselves, their symbol is the yellow equal sign. They're just another social impact agency. They put together DEI reports and lobby the studios as well. So all the cultural Marxist content that we've seen explode in the mainstream over the last 10 years, which is now impossible to avoid, on the Disney Channel and on Netflix cartoons for the kids and on Nickelodeon, it's everywhere. You've seen all the clips. Didn't just happen on accident. There was a well-funded, well-organized campaign working behind the scenes, lobbying the writers and the producers and the studios in order to do that. Planned Parenthood has their own lobbying division. It's called the Arts and Entertainment Engagement Office, and it had been run by one particular woman for decades, which the Washington Post calls their secret weapon. Abortion rights may be losing in D.C., they said, but they're winning in Hollywood. Part of the reason is Karen Spruch. The Post goes on to note that she's Planned Parenthood's woman in Hollywood, or in official terms, it's a director of arts and entertainment engagement. She encourages screenwriters to tell stories about abortion and works as a script doctor for those who do, as well as those who write about any other area of Planned Parenthood's expertise. But back to suspicions of the CIA working with Hollywood. That's an old open secret. So open, in fact, that they have a section on their website. It used to be called the Entertainment Liaison Office, but now they call it the Office of Public Affairs. And the Department of Defense has one as well, where they admit that they have the Department of Defense Entertainment Media Office, which supports studios, production companies, producers, directors, screenwriters, location managers, actors, and filmmakers in the production of both scripted and unscripted films. I mean, you didn't think that Hollywood studios could just go and rent all of that military equipment to make movies. They have to get it from the government, which gives it to them for free as long as those films are going to be pro-war, pro-military-industrial complex. This is why Katy Perry's music video for her song Part of Me was shot on Camp Pendleton, a Marine base in San Diego. And the entire theme of the music video was a recruitment ad for the Marines, because she gets dumped by her boyfriend and then she sees an ad and she goes and joins the Marines. And it's amazing. Sign up, boys and girls, and you too could be sent off to defend the borders of foreign countries. But it gets even better. In his memoir, Company Man, 30 Years of Controversy and Crisis in the CIA, former CIA officer John Rizzo admits that the agency recruits celebrities as intelligence assets and then uses them on missions when they're overseas in order to spread disinformation to foreign leaders and gather information from them as well, because many foreign leaders will open up to the celebrities and talk to them and tell them certain things that they wouldn't tell ordinary people, because most people, the mentally enslaved, the godless, see celebrities as their gods. And when Ben Affleck was promoting his film Argo, which was based on a true story about the CIA working with the Hollywood studio to pose as a film crew in order to help rescue hostages over in Iran back in the late 1970s, he was asked if there are still CIA agents working in Hollywood, and he played coy because he doesn't want to reveal just how much he knows about the practice.
Are there many actors in Hollywood who also moonlight as agents, do you think?
I think there are probably quite a few, yes. I think probably Hollywood is full of CIA agents, and we just don't know it. And I wouldn't be surprised at all to discover that, you know, this was extremely common.
Well, at least he was fairly honest. I mean, he played dumb, but he did give an honest answer because, well, of course they are. I don't even need to get into Operation Mockingbird or the Church Committee Intelligence Report, which I've quoted from directly numerous times over the last almost 20 years as a media analyst, saying how nobody else really wants to talk about it, although Robert F. Kennedy Jr. did mention it on a couple podcasts last year, but it went right over the podcasters' heads. And I'm not going to show the footage from the actual church committee hearing from 1975 again, where the then director of the CIA was confronted about the agency paying off the heads of the major news networks and paying reporters under the table to function as propagandists and gatekeepers for the deep state. Regular viewers of my YouTube channel over the last 17 years that I've been on YouTube have seen it probably dozens of times. Sadly, regular viewers of Ben Shapiro's channel have never seen it because Ben Shapiro has never mentioned Operation Mockingbird once in his entire career. And to her credit, Candace Owens has tweeted about it a couple times and talked about it on her show, which is more than we could say for 99.9% of the other conservative ink and mainstream conservative pundits, talk show hosts, podcasters, etc. And I give it probably about a 99% chance that she first heard about it right here.
So first and foremost, in case you are not aware of what Operation Mockingbird was and still is, it was a large-scale project undertaken by the CIA beginning in the 1950s in which they recruited American journalists into a propaganda network.
Bravo, Candace. And someday I will get Tucker Carlson to report on it. That was my biggest beef with him on Fox News and still is he never mentioned Operation Mockingbird there a single time ever. Still hasn't, although, and I'm not going to reveal too many details, but I can tell you for a fact that he has been made aware of it by a YouTube video that was made by a guy in his kitchen on a laptop. And if you want to learn more, order my book, Hollywood Propaganda, which doesn't have this font anymore because the city of Hollywood got my book censored from Amazon, claiming that they own a trademark to that font, which they don't. They have a trademark for the sign, but it's fair use on a book, but I don't have the resources to sue them. So they did get this version banned. So those who bought it when it first came out back in 2020 have a collector's item. But the book, thankfully, is back up. It has a different cover. Same cover, just a different font. So order Hollywood Propaganda, How TV, Movies, and Music Shape Our Culture in paperback from Amazon.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.